Is Vladimir Putin good for Russia? Hi everyone, and welcome to the Slav Talk, the show about Eastern Europe and everything surrounding it. The purpose of today's podcast is to shine some light on Vladimir Putin and prove that he is actually a savior rather than a problem. Also, I'm obliged to do the podcast, so I took the chance to do it on Vladimir. So first off, if you have been living under a rock, Vladimir Putin is the president of Russia, and he has been in power since the years 1999. As prime minister or president, he became president on the year 2000 after Yeltsin's death. Who was the president at the time? But Yeltsin wasn't really that of a good president. He made Russia a free-for-all, and conditions weren't the best. When Putin came to power, he saved Russia from what it was, raising its economy and establishing order. So the first misconception there is about Putin is his power. As he has been in powerful positions since 1999, people accuse Putin of being a type of dictator, and the truth is really isn't close to such. First, the laws forced him out of president, and then the next president made him prime minister. Then he ran for president again and got elected. I have spoken to friends who think that the last elections were back in 2000, and they there weren't any ever since. But the truth is that there's actually, last year, 2018, we had elections. And he got about 80% of the votes. So if Vladimir Putin is so bad and a dictator, why are there elections and why do most people vote for him? Now his effects on Russia. Ever since he stood to power, I have checked the economy stats, and Putin made the economy raise massively since Yeltsin. The living standards in Russia have increased. Putin also managed to put his country in good positions in the market. For example, making Russia one of the primary oil producers countries. What are Putin's impacts on the community? Well, to start off, famous ballet dancer Sergei Polunin thought that Putin was being so unfairly treated by the media that he stood up for Putin even though that came to a high cost for him. Sergei was most probably following a sense of loyalty and fairness when he committed these actions. Also, many people out of Russia and other parts of Eastern Europe, Putin is supported. Vladimir is making the sense of unity between Eastern Europeans. He's making a reunion between all the countries. For example, Sergei is Ukrainian. And that was all. Hope you understood that Vladimir Putin is actually a beneficial leader for Russia.